Shoes are just one of those basic needs. We need them to get around. We need them to protect our feet. We need them to protect our ankles and to stay healthy and all kinds of other things. It's hard for us to imagine a life with limited choices of shoes or bad shoes or no shoes at all, but it does happen. And we have a hero here with us. He works with impoverished people in Los Angeles and in Mexico, helps people in the community in many different ways, and he's brilliant. Dr. Don Kim. He's a holistic podiatrist and a medical director of Kim Holistic Foot and Ankle Medical Center. He's an author, too. Is there anything you don't do, Dr. Kim?
There are many things. Ask my wife.
Right. You got that list at home to get to. Yeah.
Yes.
It's incredible what you've been able to do. You have a shoe drive every year for the last 19 years and a wellness fair coming up this time. And you've got the Wellness Center. What inspired you to create this annual shoe drive that helps thousands of people?
Thank you for having me here, Tina. It started with an idea in 1990. Mm-hmm. I was a surgical resident in training. I joined a medical missionary team called a Baja Crippled Children Clinic in Tijuana, Mexico. I went down there to help them out with surgical training and also work on a lot of these kids with deformed feet and ankles and legs. So I was working with them and I worked all night long, maybe 16, 18 hour nonstop surgical procedures. And I was totally tired and I came out of the clinic and was sitting there. I didn't even know what time of the day was because, it was all night type of situation. And I sat and I just started listening to all of these hollowing going on outside with kids playing. And I started focusing on these kids, about a dozen kids playing soccer. And they're really good. They're fast and this dusty, mm-hmm. This road and this playing. And I started focusing on the kids and I realized they didn't have any shoes on, but they're so good. What if they have some shoes?
Mm-hmm.
They could even be better. Maybe they can even play better. Maybe without getting hurt. So at that moment, I decided when I get my practice going next several years, I'm going to put together some shoes and send them down here because there are residents going down there every weekend. So it took about 7 years, and my first shoe drive started in 1997. And I called around my doctor friends and local charity organizations, and I started collecting shoes. And lo and behold, that year, we collected over 5,000 pairs of shoes. I was shocked. We had so many shoes. It was like a mountain of shoes. I couldn't believe it. My mm-hmm. patients are loving them because at least they have a place they can really give the shoes to now. They didn't know what to do with the shoes. They were too new to really throw them out, but mm-hmm. they didn't know where to go. So
oh, right.
they were
mm-hmm.
so happy to donate.
Yeah, we all have shoes. Well, we have a plethora of shoes in our closets, especially women a lot of times.
Yes, so, yes.
Mm-hmm, we can part with many shoes, and there are people that need these shoes in the world. And in Los Angeles, you decided to do this locally also to help people in Los Angeles, to get shoes to homeless people, and you work with different ministries.
Right. Well, that idea didn't come until later on, about 2001.
Oh,
I was doing
okay.
this mm-hmm. Local charity running a free clinic in downtown Long Beach, two blocks away from Pine Avenue, where all the action of downtown. Mm-hmm. And there are these people, homeless people, living literally in the alley, back alley of this church. And I looked down, no shoes.
Again, right?
Again, no shoes.
Yeah.
I said, oh my God, well, we can send the shoes down to Mexico, but how about we take care of our local people
mm-hmm,
here?
Mm-hmm.
So I started calling all the local charities to join us and to start picking up shoes. And that's when we started donating to local charities. And
yes.
now over mm-hmm. 10 charities, homeless ministries and local churches come and pick up shoes at the end of the fair.
Does the fair go on this year? Has it gone on in the past, the wellness fair?
Yes, actually mm-hmm. it's the first time we're doing this year. But mm-hmm. all along was just a celebration. We mm-hmm. get all the people come and sometimes we get Zumba dancers come and entertain mm-hmm. us. And then we have all the local charities come. We invite all our patients, local people come, and then we have a dinner celebration, dances, and then we have a celebration of donating shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody feels wonderful when that happens.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I mean, you've collected, I think, also like thousands over the years, right? How many do you think?
We average about, yes. Some years we count every one of them. Some mm-hmm. years it's just too many. But
right.
average about 10,000 pairs a year.
Mm-hmm.
We've been doing for the last 19 years or so.
Mm-hmm.
Some years we would collect well over 20,000 pairs.
And it's making a huge difference in the lives of many kids and people in Mexico and in Los Angeles.
Yes.
Not having shoes or having ill-fitting shoes that don't fit well, it can affect your health in many different ways.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So people can help you. They can get shoes to you, go through their closets, get those shoes. How do they get them to you?
Well, we have about 50 different locations where they can drop off shoes, or you can bring them to my office with our main area. We have a big storage space downstairs that we've been collecting and sorting out shoes. So you can drop off. You can go to our website, kimfoot.com/shoe drive, and then you can look at all the different locations you can drop off the shoes at, or you can bring them to our main office where we can collect the shoes there and bring them downstairs to sort them out.
So you make it easy for them to get the shoes to you. There are many different locations in different areas. And then also they can bring them to the community wellness fair?
Yes, yeah. Yes. So we have a wellness center in our office also, and then we're going to have our first health fair this year. We're inviting local doctors and specialists to come in and do a health fair for the first time this year, because we have so many people come to our fair that we figure we can offer something even more than just our celebration.
Right. You've got all kinds of things going on that day.
Yes.
August 20th.
Yes, we have all kinds of games. We have balloon soccer. We have watermelon eating contest. And we're going to entertain you. Make sure we have a DJ. We're playing. And I even get up and dance also.
Yeah. Well, you're in shape, so I can imagine you're a good dancer.
Well, I try, but I definitely love to entertain all of you who ever show up, because I really appreciate you all showing your support.
We appreciate you doing what you're doing, getting these shoes distributed and giving people a chance to help. And it's an easy thing to do. Shoe drive, helping people in Los Angeles, homeless people, helping people in Mexico. Just look for those shoes. And do you take donations also?
Yes. Well, we first like to have you come and help us with sorting out shoes. We have literally so many boxes of shoes that need to be sorted according to the age, gender, different type of shoes. So we know exactly where these shoes can go. Sometimes we have a better women's society in Long Beach that need women's shoes, sometimes a little bit more fashionable shoes. Mm-hmm. Those need to be sorted separately. Obviously, Mexico wants a lot of like a children's shoes, so we need to send them down there. So we need different sorting. We need your time, donate the time to sort out the shoes. Also, we obviously like to get donations from you monetarily as well, so we can prepare lunch for everybody and then snacks for everybody and all the other things that go on. We need money to get that done as well.
So checks and money are good.
Yes, yes. Oh, that helps quite a bit also.
It does. Yes, and it's going on through the end of August, right? The shoe drive.
Yes.
Okay.
August 20th, our health fair and shoe drive celebration day. So until that day, we're going to be sorting out and accepting donations.
Got it. And I want to talk about you, Kim Holistic Foot and Ankle Medical Center, because this ties into what you do, because you treat people overall. They should have good health in every way. That's what you're about.
Right, right. Well, I've been in practice for 25 years now. First 5 years into my practice, that's what I was doing. As a podiatrist, I was seeing foot and ankle problems. I was doing a lot of surgeries. And one day I realized that if I just treated their foot problem, I could not get their problem improved. So I started researching and looking into how to holistically treat somebody, including nutrition, exercise physiology, and I put people on certain programs, especially walking programs, to improve their health so that they can heal from all the problems that they have, even the foot and ankle problems. So if I do surgery on somebody, if they don't have good health, if they're on multiple medication, if they're diabetic, if they're obese patients, these patients really didn't get well after surgical procedures. So I decided to teach everything else to get their body and emotionally healthier, then they can heal from all the things that we do as a doctor.
Yes, exactly. It's the whole body.
And your
approach is different and encompasses so many different areas. Like you said, diet and mental, physical.
Yes.
And you have different specialties within your center. So
you've
kind of got it all. And you've got the wellness center that you've been working on? Wellness center?
Yes. I've been working on it for 20 years. Now, finally, we opened up this March. We're still testing out all the equipments. Literally, these equipments improve your health through improving your immune system. We have an oxygen pumping machine that oxygenate the entire body within an hour or so. It's as good as you running a full hour without running. Actually, you're lying down and resting and sleeping. You also have hyperbaric oxygen tanks. You go in there and infuse oxygen throughout the whole body. We have anodyne treatment, which is an infrared light therapy that improves microcirculation in any parts of the body to improve your pain, especially, and get more mobility back and get back on your feet as quickly as possible. So we have all this equipment and all kinds of different procedures that we do to improve your health so that you can heal from all the problems you have, especially foot and ankle.
And then you've had problems yourself, which inspired you to develop the walking program.
Yes. About 3.5 years ago, I was doing this event for my church, and I was emceeing and also doing this dance routine, and all of a sudden my back literally collapsed. And apparently I broke my back years ago, which I didn't know. So from there, about 6 months of rehabbing myself and becoming diabetic and hypertensive and becoming insomniac, due to all the pain and excruciating numbness and pain, I developed my walking cure technique, which I wrote a book last year and became a number one Amazon bestseller last December.
Yes, you have several books out there, including one is the 9 Secrets of health.
Yes.
And then you have one-minute wellness messages.
Yes, yes.
I like that because that sounds like it could come in handy, you know.
Right.
When you want to look that up real quick.
Yeah, well, it's a quick tips because when I wrote the 9 Secrets of Health book, it was way long and everybody said it was so difficult to read and it was so much information. I said, okay, well, then and now I can give you 1 minute at a time. So I literally divided up all the messages into daily messages so that you can receive this daily message by going to our website, signing up, and it's all free service to you. You get 1 minute messages daily in your mailbox every day.
That's nice. So those 1 minute messages, you can get those every day, a new way for you to take care of yourself.
Yes.
Perfect.
1 minute at a time. 1 minute at a time.
Yeah, this is great. Your whole approach to people as a whole person and not just the foot and the ankle area.
Yes.
Which is very important. That's what you specialize in.
Yes.
But everything else as well. And then you are so generous to get this shoe drive together, get people involved in the community. And so once again, we can donate at the different locations that you have listed on your website, which is, what's the website?
Kimfoot.com/shoe drive.
And then the wellness fair, the health fair coming up.
Yes, it's also on that webpage as well.
We've got the website and then there's a number where we can reach you.
Okay, it's 562-426-2551.
So that's August 20th. You can check that out and you can bring your shoes there.
Yes.
And just have a good time for the whole day.
Yes, yes. Please call us and please come to our fair and come to our celebration. So we have a great time and then we're doing a wonderful thing for our community.
And you can watch Dr. Kim dance.
Yes.
That's what I'm waiting for.
Absolutely.
Your foot and ankle specialist. So dancing, I guess, would be part of that whole routine. That makes sense.
Yes, yes. You need good feet to have a good dance routine going on.
That's right. You make a good dance partner.
Yes.
So Dr. Kim, Holistic Foot and Ankle Medical Center, and then the shoe drive. No shoeless person in the world.
Yes.
That's what we're going for. And Dr. Kim is getting us there. And so donate those shoes. Look in your closet. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Kim.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.